One that Sinn Féin has been looking at is the Portuguese National Health Service in terms of their waiting lists, where hospitals cooperate together to make sure that patients are not waiting across the country or the state, beyond, we would argue, certainly beyond 6 months. Now, in Ireland, obviously, we would look to introduce that on an all-Ireland basis. The key issue here is investment in our public health system. And our fear in terms of the proposals from Minister Simon Harris is that they would go down the privatisation route rather than investing in our public health system. That's what's required.
You're saying that hospitals that perhaps don't have long lists could accommodate people from nearby hospitals who do. The cynic would argue there are very few, if any, hospitals in this country at this point that don't have long lists.
No, certainly in the short term, unfortunately, we're going to have to continue to work with the National Treatment Purchase Fund. People will be referred to the private sector in the short term. We accept that. But, after a sustained period of investment in the public health system, you can get to the point where waiting lists are significantly reduced and then hospitals can start to cooperate together on an all-Ireland basis. So obviously we'd be looking at Alton Galvin and Enniskillen and so on in this region to help reduce our lists. It is absolutely unacceptable to have a situation where you have patients waiting long, long periods in agony and pain, and in some cases with illnesses that are life-threatening. That is repugnant to a decent society, and we have to address it. And I am arguing passionately that that does not mean handing it over to the private for-profit sector.
A consultant orthopaedic surgeon in Letterkenny recently said that a major problem, as he sees it, is that because of the agreement between the government and the INMO with regards to tackling people waiting on trolleys and the delays in emergency wards, elective surgery has been cancelled, and that's causing the lists to lengthen even more. Is that something that needs to be looked at again, that we try to ensure that an initiative in one aspect of the health service doesn't adversely affect another?
Oh, absolutely. And indeed, INMO themselves warned that this would be an issue, that you'd be robbing Peter to pay Paul, in the health service. So we know that there was massive political pressure in terms of trolleys. But what they have done is put resources into reducing, people waiting in A&Es and being on trolleys. But they have literally stolen from investment in operations and day surgeries and, outpatients and so on. That's the fundamental difficulty we have right now. There needs to be a plan, a holistic plan for our health service. And you can't escape the fact that we've had chronic underinvestment in that health system now for a long time. We've had so many beds closed. We've had a loss of staff across the board. And that's the only way, is investment in a focused way. And also looking at the issue of too many managers and not enough people on the shop floor.